Hello, everyone. This is Skylines in Starkland. I'm your host, who knows the most, Sunfire. Well, you probably, if you are hooked up to social media, you probably know more than I do. But anyway, I'm your host, who knows the most about this podcast, Sunfire, and this is Queen Coral, aka Mom of the Year. We're continuing with Bad Royalty. Yay! Yep. Well, I probably should have done Queen Lagoon or Queen Pearl, but Queen Coral did ally herself with Brister and tried to throw her daughter's boyfriend in jail and murder all her guards, even though it wasn't really their fault. So, here you go. Warning, this episode contains spoilers, demonic statues, and secret animuses. You have been warned. So, let's start with Queen Coral. Yeah, no mom. Every single time. I mean, we've got Ruby and, oh god, that's pretty much it. We know the moms for the queens. It's a common thing. Like, really, really common. So, yeah, we don't know. We know she killed her two sisters in order to attain the throne. And somewhere along the way, she discovered two things. A love and a compassion. Okay, let's start with the compassion because the love part's pretty gross. Okay, so Queen Coral at the time just discovered she likes writing things. Little stories, do-do-do-do-do. Lot of stories, long, boring, blah, blah, blah. Pretty interesting. She's actually the only known author, so there's a start. I could see Lori writing a scroll. I could see Starflight writing a scroll. Well, blindness. But that's not the point. The point is she likes writing stories, and now let's talk about the love part. Yep, she found her husband, Gil, and she actually wrote a book about it, but yeah, we don't get to see it. Probably make a nice winglet, although it'd be kind of a boring winglet, unless he saved her from dying or whatever. But, well, saves her from dying? Yeah, I don't think that happened, but moving on. So, and she ascends the throne. Excitement! And soon enough, the children start coming, because they come for demonic queens, so why not relatively good queens? I mean, she still kind of counts as bad royalty, but we'll get into that later. And so, she and her husband, Sweet Gilly, or Gil, have a batch of eggs. I'm not positive how many males there were, but they were all male, except for one. And we were close, like, good, I've got a hare. Life goals accomplished. Now I can go back to writing scrolls about how awesome I am. All right, so they named their daughter Orca, and they're a happy little family. And I don't know if Orca got ignored or if Orca was, like, jealous, but Orca did not tell her family about her secret Annie Musty powers. And also, apparently, she tricked them. And I'm going to get into her other animus things a lot later. But she tricked her family, so nobody's aware she's an animus. And she wants the throne bad. Why, girl, you can have everything in the world. Your mother's the queen. Your father's the king. And you live in a royal palace with a couple of brothers. And I'm not positive she was the eldest, but she's another. And so Queen Coral, so right before she turned 7, remember, queens, princesses can challenge a queen for the throne only if they're older than 7 years of age, meaning they're adults. So she, literally 3 days, she turned 7, she dedicates this amazing statue carved in a green marble and sapphires for eyes, and dedicates to the hatchery. And there's a lot of demonic stuff about that later. And I should stop saying that so much. So, and then she turned 7 the very same day. She says, Queen Carol, I challenge you to the hair and the throne and kingdom of the Saywings. I'm pretty sure she didn't sound like that, but something pretty darn close to that. So yeah, and they're doing slice and slice and slice, 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 slice. I'm just going to say there was a lot of slicing. And, oh, I should stop saying that. And, long story short, Orca nearly wins. And then Queen Coral accidentally, I'm going to say accidentally, because she did accidentally, stabs her with this narwhal. Why was she, I don't know why, but she had a narwhal horn on the end of her tail. I don't know why, but she accidentally stabbed her. And she honestly felt really bad about it, but the rest of the kingdom was like, nah, let's not like her because she tried to kill our queen. But, of course, she and Gil have another batch of eggs because, like, you need children, apparently, in this royalty world. Yeah, you do need children. So, they have an next batch of eggs. Then, suddenly, a disaster strikes. I wonder... Yeah, if you've read the books, you know, you got no females. Because apparently, for sea wings, there's an animus touch difference for sea wings. So, like, yeah. And so they were thinking about, like, there's an animus touch. And they were thinking about putting them together. Or, like, whatever. But, anyway, the eggs were smashed. And they were like, oh my god, who did it? My bad guards. She killed the guards. I'm like 100% sure she killed the guards. But anyway, that's that. And this goes on, like, what? For about 7 years. No, 6 years. But here's the thing. The year after that, they had a... Hang on, I'm going to go check something. I just checked. The books don't tell you how long it go. It's been going on for a while. So, but here's the thing. Queen Coral gives a certain amount of dragons, and all the females get smashed. But one thing happened 1 year. This is an example, but Queen Coral laid 3 female eggs, and they found 2 female eggshells. Dun, dun, dun. It's easier for me to add my own sound effects. It's so annoying. It really is. It's really annoying for just like add in my own sound effects. I'm just gonna put that. I don't know how everybody else does it. It's possible, but it's anyway. Moving on. So it doesn't get brought up a ton, but Webb stole it, took it to Sea Wing. Took it to an underground crave. So now we got raised as a dragon at a destiny. Moving on. So, four years after that, so she has another batch of eggs. And, like, the guard there is Abalone. And the other dude is Snapper. And so Abalone's guarding. And her husband, Gil, goes to check on him. And he's like, hello. And... Abalone's like, it's not because he's sleeping. He's sick. He had this big bulb thing on his neck, and he was like, it was like pale, and Gil was like, oh my god, dude, that's dangerous. Or that's like deadly, but he goes off to get the healers, and he tells his son, Turtle, hey, you, child, go get me Snapper, the other dude for the dragon. And Turtle's like, okay. Swim, 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 swim. And tried to use animus magic to find him. Doesn't work. So, anyway. And Gil rushes to get the healers. And rushes back. He's too late. He finds Abalone. The little thing snapped on the little bulb thing. Cut. Blood spewing out. His body floating in the water. Because they're sea wings. The hatchery's underwater. And however many sea wing princess female eggs smashed. And yeah. So creepy. And so Queen Coral goes into a rage. And turns out poor Turtle didn't know, but Snapper wasn't even at the Deep Palace. And yes, yeah, so Snapper got in big trouble. With Queen Coral, big trouble means murdered. So she did murder dragons. Probably not as much as Queen Scarlet, but she did murder dragons. She did. So Queen Scarlet murdered dragons. No, Queen Coral murdered the guards. Now, she murdered Snapper. Abalone was already dead. Poor Abalone. And so Gil and Queen Coral having a talk. And so we're like, that's it. I can't trust any more of these guards. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay by the egg. I'm not going to leave the hatchery. She had a batch of eggs. One of them was female. And as she walked away, she also says, she'll be perfect and she'll be ours. And she's like, we're going to call her an enemy. And backtrack a little bit. Here's the thing. So she kept having eggs and more eggs, just trying to get a female dragonette that would stay alive. Yeah, I'm backtracking. And all the guards failed. The eggs were smashed. And all the guards were killed for letting the eggs get smashed. It was a great kill fest, and they already had a war going on. Orca was born inside of a war, pretty much everybody. I don't know. Yeah, because it's weird. But I'm pretty sure everybody was born inside a war. But here's the thing. So Queen Coral says, I'm backtracking. So they actually test for animuses. Orca fooled them, but Queen Coral did give birth to only two animuses. So, yeah, Turtle is an animus, and he's like, but I'm going to keep my power secret, and then I'll be like, at the right moment, I'll be like, slash, slice, save the day. He likes to read, and he likes to read fiction, and I like him, but not as much as Starfight, because he's a turtle. His name is Turtle. But anyway, alright, fast forward a little bit. An enemy is born. Alright, so let's look. So, first thing, he's too young. So the first time he's there, he's too young. The second, alright, so he finally comes to age of like, hey kid, you gotta go. And so, he's like, I'm not going to. So what he does is, he catches these fish and puts them on the sunning rock. And 5 days later, he returns and eats them. Oh, disgusting. I don't like fish, but I'd hate rotten fish. Ugh. But he chokes them down, and the day of the Talons of Power ceremony, I think that's an actual quote. The day of the Talons of Power ceremony, Prince Turtle was too sick to attend. He was sent to a small island where he would recover, and nobody wanted to go anywhere near him. So the next one, sad story. Queen Coral sitting in the hatchery staring around like, is Assassin gonna come in? Because she was convinced somebody was murdering them. It was a person, and they were in the Deep Palace, and they were a sea wing. They were a sea wing, that's what. And one of her guards was a traitor, and she couldn't trust anybody. But, her husband, and, I didn't think she suspected Whirlpool or Moray. Oh, I'll explain Whirlpool later. So Queen Coral is sitting in a hatchery and lets Gil basically run the war for her. But he is taken prisoner by Queen Scarlet and he dies in the arena. I'm just going to cut it close, not going to talk about that because that's not about her. But she gets really upset. But an enemy is born. So we have, she has her princess. She got her wish. She got her loving daughter. Yeah, and she lost her husband to the war. So here we are. And about a year later, we have a visitor. Can you guess? I'll give you 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Well, yeah, you probably could guess if you read the books, The Dragonettes of Destiny. And I said that in the wrong tune, but The Dragonettes of Destiny arrive, and they figured out, Tsunami, Sicilian Princess, blah, 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 happy reunion. Turns out Queen Coral is only interested in Tsunami, and she's allied herself with Blister. Don't forget. So she doesn't like them. And long story short, she accuses Riptide, who she's in like Katish webs. It's Webb's son. And so she's like, hey, I got this. I think that it's not Riptide. So I'm going to go in there with your last egg because you won't remarry because your husband got killed. So, yeah, Tsunami did kill him, but he needed water and it was bad. So Tsunami goes in there and walks around, taps on all the walls, looks for stasis patch, looks for secret passages, etc. And all that's there is like this little statue and a couple eggs and some bubble vents. Remember that statue? It's the one Orca gave to the hatchery a few days before she turned 7 and tried to murder her mom. Well, guess who comes sneaking in? Nobody! Nobody was in there. And then, so Tsunami's just like sitting there. And then she hears this creeping sound. She's like, the assassin? And then she sees the statue. Wait, wasn't it staring at the door the other day, the minute ago? And she's like, oh my god, no one's been sneaking in. The assassin's been here all along. And she picks up her spear. Just this giant green statue of Orca lunges at her. And so she stabs it and slash, and she gets herself in front of the egg. And she finally, like, sticks the sword up the dragon's mouth and sticks it in one of the bubble holes so it's stuck there. And then she grabs the egg and it hatches. And then she swims out of the hatchery. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Boom. All right, so Queen Coral and the guards show up. And the statue freezes once the door is open. And the next time we see them is Queen Coral has her children, all three of them, and they're on the beach. And they name the daughter Auklet. She's so sweet. Auklet really is cute. She's adorable. So we now have, and so she lets Riptide go. And then she lets Riptide go and all that fun stuff. So, and she figured out it was Orca's statue. They assumed she had chanted it so that she assumed she would win and then ascend the throne. And then when she had to have eggs, they would get killed. And she would be like, meh, I don't really want hairs because I can just enchant this little bracelet thing to make me immortal. But she didn't survive the challenge. She probably should have enchanted something that made her, made sure that she win. But then we would have no story plot. Did I mention Anemones and Animus? Oh, I didn't. So yeah, Anemones and Animus, and Blister wants her to use that stuff. And Tsunami's like, hey, why don't you make mistakes? Like, say, chant this necklace to go put on your mother's neck. Make the necklace to go slap Whirlpool. Sorry, it got out of control. So, and Queen Coral resides, blah, 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 blah. And when the Summer Palace gets attacked, then Queen Coral goes into hiding, and etc. Oh, yeah, when Jade Mountain Academy gets opened, she sends her tiny turtle there. Turtle's the one who had to go get Snapper, if you remember him, and then didn't get Snapper. And then the Sea Wing Princesses died. Yeah, it was sad. Very, very sad. Extremely sad. Yeah, it was extremely just... Yeah, and he felt really bad about that. And then he saved the world from Darkstalker, and then Queen Coral wrote him a letter, and etc. Oh, and he got rid of an animal. He got rid of a ghost. I'm not going to explain Darkstalker to you, but... So now Queen Coral actually appreciates at least one of her sons. She's got 3 daughters. She hasn't got a husband, but you can't have everything. I shouldn't have said that. That's insulting. This is our outro. We made it through the entire episode, and I'm betting it was awful. Next, I'm going to try to do Warrior Cats quizzes. All right, and I always forget to do this, but I'm going to do it this time. Shout out to Sky Moon from Warrior Cats All About It. And this has been Sky Moon's Star Clan with Sunfire.